Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Tuesday. It's the Brett Maga Show. We appreciate you. So Hannah's going to kick off the show because each person picks out a different good news story that makes them happy. Hannah's picked out today's story.
Yeah, this one's super sweet. There's been a new solution to curing loneliness at nursing homes. I'll share what that is next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So a nursing home out in the UK has introduced robotic dogs and cats to help kind of cure the loneliness that happens at nursing homes, like with all the residents and stuff. So they introduced these robotic animals, and these pets, so to speak, have realistic fur. They have sensors on them that make them like bark, purr, and sit. They can even roll over and like want scratches on them. They're so realistic. And the residents are just like eating it up because it makes them feel like they have a little companion and it's a robot.
They probably can't do actual dogs or cats because of allergies.
Right.
So they found a different way to do it. And the love that. Like, we do a big campaign where we bring Valentines to nursing homes. And when we walk into those nursing homes, there's a breath of like fresh air of just how loving and open and awesome they are.
Yeah.
But there's also an aura of sadness too, because you know that they feel lonely and you want to make sure they feel loved. And what a cool way to make sure they feel loved and feel connected.
So sweet.
Yeah. It's like technology used for good for once.
Yes. Finally.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Tomorrow is the first day of October. We're saying goodbye to September. What do you think has the best weather? Which month?
Duh, October. October is the best for everything.
I feel like it is torn between September and October. Maybe possibly May.
Too
also,
hot.
May, though, is like when spring kind of starts springing.
Yeah. I would say April.
I think April
is.
Yeah. Love the rain?
See, April screams allergies to me.
Oh,
really?
Great points on April. AB, what month do you think has the best weather?
I think October.
I know, I go back and forth.
Yeah.
The end of October, though, can get cold and wet and damp. And so I think September, though, because you get enough of those summer days, but it's not like overly summer.
Sometimes it is.
But it gets hot, but not like June, July hot. So you get a feeling of summer.
Don't hold your breath here, because sometimes it'll be like upper 90s in September.
But September feels like fall. You still get enough fall-like feeling, and then you still get enough summer. It's kind of the mixture of both. October is just straight fall, and then when you get splashes of anything, it's wintery. And it's Hannah's birthday month, so I don't know.
Right. October's best, period.
The polls are open. Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
First, we got to find out what's trending. How we find out what's trending is we keep it moving through some trending stories. I read off headlines. Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Hannah, parents now have to schedule bonding time.
Yeah, I believe it. I've been babysitting for a couple days. You got to schedule to go to the bathroom. You got to schedule to take a shower.
Yeah, time is tough, man. They said in 2025, nearly 50% of parents schedule bonding time, put it on their calendar to spend time with their kids and bond. And about 22% haven't had an honest conversation with their child about their hopes and dreams in over a year. A quarter of parents haven't been able to even find time to have that type of conversation. That's heartbreaking.
That is sad.
We're doing too much.
I believe it.
Yeah, it's a lot, but we're doing too much. Are you riddled with anxiety? Try this.
I was born this way with anxiety. Yes, I need any hack.
Running. People that are runners reported 70% less stress and dissatisfaction with life who people who didn't put on their running shoes. So there's a huge gap in terms of happiness, less stress. When you're a runner, get that runner's high.
I will say, yeah, runner's high is like top three feelings.
Happiness factor. These are things that people ranked the most important to make you happy.
Keep moving.
Okay.
We're good enough with the runner's high.
Sleep was number one for women. Mm. It was not for guys. More people are purposely having their legs broken by cosmetic surgeons.
What?
What? Huh?
Want to know why?
Yeah.
They want to get leg limbing lengthening surgery.
Say that three times.
Yeah, they want to increase their height. They said it intentionally breaks their bones and legs. Then they put a device that gradually stretches them. New bone grows in between that gap, which sounds terribly disgusting. And then they become taller, all because of social norms.
How about you try shoe lifts first?
Shoe lifts, please.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Christy, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm not. Have you found my voice? I have no idea. I woke up and all of a sudden my voice was just gone. Like straight up cliche.
I did.
It's crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gargle with Listerine.
Gargle? I will do that.
Listerine, the mouthwash. It's an antiseptic, and it's supposed to clear out the froggy sound.
I will try it all, so thank you.
You will try anything.
Yes. All right. Let's do Hannah's homeschool. Five pop culture questions. Christy versus Hannah. Hannah, you leave the room. Get on out of here. See if you see my voice
out
there. Hi, Aw, Christy was so nice. She said bye. You're nicer than us. Hannah's going to leave the room. I'm going to ask you five questions. So when Hannah leaves, you can't hear the questions or the answers. Let's do this. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Who did Ed Sheeran record a collaboration with for his new song, Camera, that came out on his new album, but it never made the album? Do you know?
I do not know.
That's okay. It's Justin Bieber. I would pay attention to that answer. Who will be the highest paid person ever to perform Coachella?
Justin Bieber.
Look at that.
Pay attention. Good job.
Yeah, way to pay attention. Who was just announced to be doing the Super Bowl halftime performance?
Bad Bunny.
Boom. What is the date of Taylor Swift's album coming out?
Ooh, Halloween?
October 3rd. And then this music artist, actor, businesswoman, everything, she just got married this past weekend. Who was it?
Oh my gosh. She married Benny Blanco.
Yeah.
She is in, she used to date Bieber. I can see her face. Selena, no.
Yes.
Oh, Selena Gomez.
Yes.
There we go. You got it.
Three out of five. Not bad showing. We'll see how Hannah does when we bring her back into the room, okay?
All righty.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Did you happen to find my voice out there?
No.
All right. Is that something you can just pick up and drop? And if you can, I would be the person who dropped it.
It is long gone.
I would be the person who dropped it. All right. Hannah's homeschool is on. It's five pop culture questions. We asked Christy five questions when Hannah was outside the room. Christy, tell her how you did.
3 out of 5, Hannah.
Okay. Pretty good.
I'm going to ask you the same ones. Tie goes towards Hannah's records. Here we go. Who did Ed Sheeran record a collaboration with for Camera, but it never made the album?
Justin Bieber.
Who is the highest paid ever performer going to be at Coachella?
Justin Bieber.
Look at that. It's a twofer.
Mm-hmm.
Who was announced to be doing the Super Bowl halftime performance?
Bad Bunny.
What is the date of Taylor Swift's album coming out?
October 3rd.
Look at you. And this music artist, actress, businesswoman, everything, just got married this past weekend.
Selena Gomez!
5 for 5.
Wow,
I wish I could yell like that, Hannah. 5 for 5.
Good job, Hannah.
I would have yelled for you, Christy, but not for Hannah.
Yeah.
Christy, you have to say this is Christy and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Christy and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Think you can figure it out? It's the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. 32% of men ignore this until it becomes an issue. What us guys, we're ignoring.
Brett, you've inspired my answer today. This answer is
glad I could be an inspiration.
Geared towards you and your ignorance. I'm going to say that men, 32% of them, ignore yard work until it becomes a problem. Like they have like a tree growing over their fence or something.
Oh, I like that.
That's what you're trying to say about my yard.
Mm-hmm. You don't like doing yard work.
I actually like doing yard work, bro.
Last time I went over to your house, your dad was like, see this plant that's grown over here to this and that.
Wow.
So that inspired my answer.
Thanks a lot, guys. Sit down.
I think it's ignore physical pain. I don't think they'll go to the doctor.
Whatever. Hey, men are the first ones to be like,
no, it's because they're babies about it.
But then we don't go to the doctor.
Right, we don't go to the doctor. Yeah,
I think it's higher than 32%. We complain about it, but then we will not go get it.
Yeah, you just want your wives fixed.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
Blood in my urine? I'm fine.
Yeah.
Kevin, we'll are you fine tomorrow. Okay?
It's very specific, too.
He had that one ready to go.
I'm going to say, get that checked out.
I'm going to say getting a haircut.
Ooh. No one got it right, guys.
Okay.
I mean, not even
it's not
Kevin.
Not blood in the urine?
Not blood in the urine, damn.
32% of men ignore blood in the urine until it becomes an issue. 855-444-MEGA. If you can figure it out, text in your guesses. The answer's coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Let's just talk about all the things guys ignore, don't do. 32% of men ignore this until it becomes an issue. What is it?
Teacher Suzanne texted in and said having holes in their shoes.
That's funny. Mm.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Picking your nose, which is a really interesting one. Heather says home maintenance. And then a lot of people texted in and said laundry.
Oh, good guesses. Mm. We are lazy. And if we think it would become an issue, it's changing a light bulb. Light bulb will go out. We'll look at it and be like, do I really need to fix that? Until a second light bulb goes out. Like, how dark is this room?
Yeah.
Do I swap out the light bulbs? I got a couple of light bulbs out, I'm sure. We're 60 minutes commercial free here on the Brett Maga Show. Speaking of me being a mess, I'm a complete mess and I need your help. I'll explain what's going on in 3 minutes. It is the Brett Maga Show. Does anyone have any like cure, some remedy for like a sore throat or if your voice is gone? I feel like sore throat is even different. Like yesterday, I woke up and my voice was like completely gone. And I want to know, is there any solutions out there to help it, restore it, or make sure I don't lose it even more? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. I feel like today I'm like significantly better than I was.
I can't believe the recovery you had.
I feel like there's moments where it goes away and just cracks. But yesterday I just woke up and it was out of nowhere. Like Hannah has been sick. She took a day off last week because she was sick and is still sniffing over there. Now she just sniffed into the microphone.
I've been turning off my mic, so I don't know how you guys still hear that.
I mean, that's how loud you're sniffing.
But yeah, I've been having toilet paper everywhere.
And I thought you got me sick, but I actually feel okay. I don't feel sick at all, so I can't even blame him. I want to. I literally just lost my voice. Like, has anyone ever had that happen before? I just never had that happen where, like, it just goes away and I don't have a voice. Is there any remedies out there? Because this is how it sounded yesterday, and then people were telling me some of these solutions. Christy, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Have you found my voice? I have no idea. I woke up and all of a sudden my voice was just gone. Like, straight up cliche.
I did. Gargle with Listerine.
Gargle? I will do that.
Listerine, the mouthwash. It's an antiseptic, and it's supposed to clear out the froggy sound.
I did that. And look at me. I'm a new man.
Wow.
But I still feel like I lose it at times. And I'm also, like, I got one of those, what do you call those, medicine balls? Teas that's got like a bunch of citrus, tons of honey from Starbucks.
Yeah.
But those are the only
In middle school, I lost my voice for a straight week.
No way.
That's the only time I've ever really lost my voice. I don't really know why I wasn't sick. I lost it for an entire week, and it was while we were rehearsing for the middle school musical. So I just had to, like, lip sync everything.
I actually bought the stuff that I saw on Eminem's documentary. He said he uses this, like, entertainer's secret. And I needed a secret, and I'm an entertainer, clearly, guys.
Well, you were guzzling that during the show yesterday. So it must have worked.
Your livelihood is your voice, so you definitely need to keep it going. I've heard, like,
my kids are screwed, guys.
But yeah. I've heard, like, the pollen or the mold or the counts are out of control, and that's what's creating the issues.
If you want to know if we heard you sniff there, we did.
Yes. We did, Hannah.
Okay, well, we also might need remedies for that as well. While we're asking for medical advice, what is going to help me? Because I've been sick for 2 weeks.
Is there like a throat spray? Is there a solution? Is it just honey and tea and it just comes back? Is there anything that could help you find your voice? Do you go searching for it with a crew? Like a search and rescue crew? 855-444-MEGA. What are some solutions to help with my voice? 855-444-6342. It's the Brett Maga Show, and we are a complete mess. Yesterday, I woke up, and I don't know, out of nowhere, I felt great. I didn't even realize it because I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and so not much talking going on at 3 a.m. and no one to talk to. And so I actually worked out and everything. That's how good I felt in the morning. Went to the gym at 4:30 in the morning, and then I go to speak, and I was like, Ariel. Nothing came out, man. I didn't have a voice. All of a sudden, it was gone. And I feel like at times it's still cracking. Is there a remedy to get a voice back? Is there something you should be doing to make sure to maintain my voice? And why did it go away out of nowhere? Kevin thinks it's the pollen or something.
Yeah,
in the air.
I mean, I know the count's like ridiculous too, but like, okay, you're not supposed to drink cold water because that apparently, like.
What?
Yes. Apparently, the cold water does something. Because like singers who prepare. They always get angry if you give them a glass of cold water before they go out and sing.
That's how I am. Don't do that. I got this entertainment spray. I got a hot tea. Is there anything else I can do? 855-444-MEGA.
Okay, we just got a crazy text. It says, honey is a great option, but if you're going to eat it, technically you're supposed to only eat honey from your zip code. It has something to do with the pollen and the allergies in your area. So if you eat honey made in your zip code, it helps with that.
Is that true? Wow.
My mind is blown.
I've never heard of that.
Neither have I. I mean, it makes sense.
It does make sense. You got your localized honey. Yeah, I get it.
Does it? I mean, these localized bees are only going to help my throat. I feel like I go to Costco and you get
right
this big old jug of honey. And yeah, I got
to
go find and get one of those bee suits. if I get arrested later and I'm in a bee suit, guys, you know I was just trying to get that local honey. Right.
Literally.
Jasmine. What is a remedy for, like, my lost voice?
So my grandma was a little Southern woman that did not believe in drinking at all. But whenever anybody got sick in the family, she would send my dad to the liquor store and make him buy whiskey.
My dad said that yesterday.
Like,
oh, do a shot of whiskey. A hot toddy. Yeah. Do a shot of whiskey.
So it's hot tea, a lot of honey to coat the throat, lemon juice, and a generous amount of whiskey. And you have to drink it all hot. And the honey helps coat the throat. The lemon juice, I think, is supposed to open up your sinuses. I'm not really even sure what it does, but the whiskey will definitely help open up things.
Yeah.
And she would give it to us, even the kids in the family. She would make those and just pour it right down.
Guys, if I am wasted by the end of the show, you know it's for medical reasons.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
For medical reasons.
Yes.
Medicinal whiskey, you guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call.
Medicinal
like,
whiskey.
Why is Brett stumbling out of here trying to call an Uber to get home? Medical reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah, or let's go to Ashley. Ashley, what is something I could take for my throat because I lost my voice?
Marshmallows. Marshmallows used to be made from marshmallow root, which healed your throat. And then the gelatin helps coat your throat and give you like a temporary relief from the
throat.
Oh,
really?
Oh, that's
cool.
I've never heard that before.
Me neither.
So just eating a bunch of marshmallows?
Great. Yeah, it'll help soothe your throat temporarily so it can heal and it's not as achy and sore.
Guys.
I just eat them all the time. I don't know if it's because they really have a sore throat or they like them, but, you know, we don't have a lot of complaints of sore throats.
Guys, I'm a whole new man. I'm going to be drinking whiskey and eating s'mores
for
medical reasons.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Doctor,
that sounds great.
Doctor ordered. This is my new life now, guys.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So a
big juicy source reported yesterday that the iconic couple Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman have separated. In fact, they've actually been separated for months. So Nicole and Keith have been married for going on like 20 years now. Like when you think of one of them, you instantly think of the other. They've been together for so long. But apparently they've been going through it and are even living separately. Like it's that type of separation. The source says that this like split or break or whatever you want to call it was really one-sided, and it was leaning that Keith was the one who didn't want to continue on. He's the one that actually like moved out of their family home. He has his own place. They all live in Nashville, but Keith has his own place, and then like Nicole and the kids are staying in another place.
They have like two teenage daughters, like mid-teens. Oh, wow. Like
14 and 17. Right?
Yeah.
So I just think like already that's such a hard situation to have, you know, a separation in your marriage. But to add in a 14 and a 17-year-old, that's like a tough age for both those girls to be in this as well.
There was like speculation a little while ago because people always dig stuff up. It's like she bought a place in a different country and didn't put his name on it. Everyone's like, well, what's going on? And so it does feel like there's been tension for a while. But it, like Hannah was saying, every source is saying that she wants to be in it and is fighting for it. Mm-hmm. And he's not. And they use the things that sometimes relationships just run their course. Do they?
Yeah.
It makes me feel like, does he have someone else? Did he fall out of love with her? Like, if she's trying and is wanting to make the effort, where is he? Does he like someone else? Is he really just done with this relationship? I just weird to be married for 19 years and be like, you know what? We had a good run.
Yeah, we're wrapping this thing up.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
I feel like more is going to come out. Like something's going to come out.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
This guy is mad at his mom because she is still friends with his ex-girlfriend who cheated on him, actually. Does he have a point to say, hey, mom, you can't be friends with my ex-girlfriend? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. Jump in on this conversation. Anyone out there still friends with their like in-laws or ex-in-laws, I guess? In this case, the cheating scenario is interesting because it adds an extra layer to the dynamic. But does it really matter? Because she didn't cheat on the mother-in-law. Like, where does she... Can they still be friends?
This topic's actually like really close to home for me because in high school, I dated someone for 4 years. I was very, very close with him, obviously, and his family. And still to this day, I'm close with his mom. And actually, his mom and my mom are like best friends. So I see her like almost every week. And it is my ex-boyfriend's mom, but she still loves me. I still love her. And that's just how it is.
So no issue.
The family never broke up.
Would you be okay with it being reversed? Like all of a sudden, new boyfriend Julian's like, hey, this is my ex-girlfriend's mom. She's awesome. The pause.
It would be interesting. It is an interesting situation. I'm not like, I never walk around and be like, this is awesome. But like, it's just how it is. It's kind of weird. AB's met the mom. Like, just how it is.
Deflection. Right. Would you be okay if it was reversed?
I'd have to be, because if not, I'd be a hypocrite.
But part of you is like, no, nope. I wouldn't, but I'd have
weird.
To be.
Right. It's weird.
I think it's completely weird. And I feel like Hannah's situation is different because their moms are literally best friends. So
your mom and the ex's mom were friends before or became friends?
They became friends because we were dating.
See, that's not as different then. Because the relationship is what's unifying them. Now, the mom's justification is, like, one, like, I care about you, but people have cheated. Number two, like, this girl doesn't really have, like, a super close mother figure, and she's grown to become that mother figure, and they have a relationship. It's like, hey, I don't condone what she did, but she's become, like, a daughter to me, and if my daughter were to cheat on her husband, I wouldn't, like... No, she's no longer not my daughter.
But she cheated on your son.
I know, I know. But that's her justification.
I think a breakup is also a family breakup. I just think it has to be. I know so many people who they've broken up, but then that family will still reach, like the ex's family will still be reaching out to them. And I'm like, that is so weird. How are you supposed to move on when you still have all these ties and they're still texting you all the time?
I don't know that I've ever had an ex who doesn't have their mom still reach out. I always have the moms reach back out.
That's a different boundary issue.
I just think you really, like, even if you don't try to choose sides, you kind of have to a little
People
bit in a breakup.
Say, yeah, there's, like, sides in a
and
breakup.
And you have to side with your child.
I would agree with that.
Unless they're the one that cheated. Then that's a whole other situation.
You could be neutral, though.
I think it also kind of depends on the length of the relationship, okay? So, like, when couples divorce and there's kids involved, obviously you're going to still be friends with the in-laws in some way, shape, or form. Because
you have to co-parent?
Yes, yes. But I think if, like, you know, it was a short relationship and you never really established a friendship, then, yeah, it's easy. The breakup, it's – but, yeah, I think that once there's a breakup in a relationship where – there are no kids involved, I think you do choose sides, and mm-hmm. I think you have to move on. Sorry, the friendship
Especially,
goes away.
Especially, it sounds like in this instance, yeah. the son is mad
right.
that they still have a relationship.
He
that
is.
Should be enough to be like, okay, I'm going to cut it off for you.
So that I think the cheating adds a complexity to the situation, because I think what Kevin is saying, like, if you're mature, I think you can still be friends with an ex. If you're mature, your families can still be like, this is, we're no longer lovers, but... You know, we wish you no ill will, and we're still cordial. And if you're friends with my mom, I don't care. But the whole cheating thing makes me feel like you risked your relationship. And with what comes with your relationship mm-hmm. is your family dynamic. And maybe you did throw that away, and you didn't think about that before you cheated. And so there's a part of me that thinks, okay, she did make a choice. But there's a part of me that also is like, hey, like, she didn't cheat on the mom. And you know what? Like, this is the mother figure in her life, and she wants to be supportive. And that just shows a level of maturity, because when you co-parent, none of that stuff matters anymore, because you got to just do what you got to do to make it work. Yeah. And that mom is trying to do what you got to do to be supportive of what she considers her daughter-in-law. And they use the word daughter-in-law because this person becomes like a daughter to her. 855-444-MEGA. Do you think it's okay for, in this situation, the mother and daughter to still be friends post-relationship, because this guy is not happy about it. 855-444-6342. Hannah said we just got a juicy text. We're going to get to that in a second on the Brett Maga Show. This guy is furious with his mom because she is still friends with his ex-girlfriend who cheated on him. 855-444-MEGA. When your relationship end, does that mean mom, girlfriend can no longer be friends because, hey, we broke up, you're breaking up with mom? 855-444-6342. I also think that, like, you can't tell two adults what to do, right? Like, you can't be like, mom, you can't, this is who you can be friends with or not. Like they're allowed to be friends, and does their friendship, do you have to even see that friendship? Like, are you hanging out with mom? And, like, are you third wheeling it with mom and her friend at the tea parties? Like, who cares if they go and do stuff together and you're off doing your own thing and you see your mom? Like, it's not like she's coming over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but you might be worried that mom is meddling in this relationship, trying to get this girl back into your life, even though this woman cheated on you.
Oh, do you think, like, she's, like, you think that this woman is being manipulative? Like, oh, well, getting mom's approval, and then mom...
No, I think, like, mom's trying to. I think that mom might be like, you know, I really, really like her. You know, you should go back. You should go, you know, it's okay. She cheated on you. She'll never do it again. She
oh
still loves
gosh.
You.
Oh, you know, like mom's like this, you know, like the wing woman for the her because they're friends. That's interesting.
Okay, so this crazy text we just got about this says, my high school girlfriend ended up becoming best friends with my sister after we broke up. Mm. She remained very close with my family while I was at college. I found it weird, but it never became a big deal until I started dating my current girlfriend, and then I started clashing with my family big time about it.
Dang it, I thought, see, look, it all worked out, and then it ended in...
Yeah.
Dang it, I thought that was going to be a great example.
We were almost there!
Yeah, Taryn, you have had this happen before. You're friends with your ex's family.
I am. So Mason has an 11-year-old brother, and me and his dad split up a long time ago. But his whole entire family is still on my Facebook. They still call and text. They know that we are open doors. So if they ever want to come see Hunter, they are more than welcome to stop by, to call. And then I have three other kids, and they treat them as their own. So they still bring them presents, everything.
Oh,
so we're
wow.
just one big happy family.
See,
and then me and his son's dad, the wife are best friends now. Like, we all just completely get along across the board.
Because kids are involved, you're able to maturely just go, let's put our differences aside. Let's look at things differently. Let's put any feelings of resentment that the relationship ended aside. Why can't we do that if kids are not involved? Why can we not put our feelings aside and just be mature? And
because
be like,
you don't need the tie to them.
Right.
You just don't.
Mom,
don't.
But there's not like a, like the mom and
you're
going
to hear about your ex's life through your mom now for the rest of your life.
Maybe he'll hear about how great he's doing compared to her. Like, oh, mom told me I'm winning the breakup.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.